This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I wanted to pop in today with an email that I got from one of my Master's Club members. I am a big fan of the author James Clear. If you have not read his book, Atomic Habits, I highly recommend it. It is on my short list of books I return to often to remind me to practice many of the ideas within them. I got an email from one of my Master's Club members sharing with me, well, I'll just read you exactly what his message said. It said, read this just now, and it underscored one of the lessons I've learned and need to relearn through my Primal Potential journey. Since the connection is there, I thought you might enjoy reading it as well. And then he sent along an article written by James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. And I want to begin by reading to you this short article from James Clear. You will immediately know why this is so significant and why I wanted to share it here on the podcast. The title of the article is How to Focus and Concentrate Better. Over a century ago, a lion tamer named Clyde Beatty learned a lesson that is so important that it impacts nearly every area of your life today. What was that lesson? Keep reading to find out what a lion tamer can teach you about how to focus, concentrate better, and live a healthier life. The lion tamer who survived. Clyde Beatty was born in Bainbridge, Ohio in 1903. When he was a teenager, he left home to join the circus and landed a job as a cage cleaner. In the years that followed, Beatty quickly progressed from a lowly cage boy to a popular entertainer. Beatty became famous for his fighting act, in which he would tame fierce wild animals. At one point, Beatty's act included a segment where he brought lions, tigers, cougars, and hyenas into the circus ring all at once and tamed the entire group. But here's the most impressive feat of all. In an era where the majority of lion tamers died in the ring, Beatty lived into his 60s. In the end, it was cancer that took his life, not a lion. How did he manage to survive? Thanks to a simple idea. Clyde Beatty was one of the first lion tamers to bring a chair into the circus ring. Here's what happened. The classic image of a lion tamer is one of the entertainer holding a whip and a chair. The whip gets all the attention, but it's mostly for show. In reality, it's the chair that does the important work. When a lion tamer holds a chair in front of the lion's face, the lion tries to focus on all four legs of the chair at the same time. With its focus divided, the lion becomes confused and is unsure about what to do next. When faced with so many options, the lion chooses to freeze and wait instead of attacking the man holding the chair. Avoid the fate of the lion. How often do you find yourself in the same position as the lion? How often do you have something you want to achieve? Lose weight, gain muscle, start a business, travel more. Only to end up confused by all of the options in front of you and never make progress. This is especially true in health, fitness, and medicine, where every person and every company seems to believe it is their duty to make things more complex. Every workout routine you find is the best one. Every diet expert says their plan is the optimal one. This frustrates me to no end because while all the experts are busy debating about which option is best, the people who actually want to improve their lives, you and me, are frustrated by all of the conflicting information. The end result is that we feel like we can't focus or we're focused on the wrong thing. So we take less action, we make less progress, and we stay the same when we could be improving. I think it's time we change that. Here's how. The article continues. This is James Clear. I'll link it up in the show notes. How to focus and concentrate better. Anytime you find the world waving a chair in front of your face, remember this. All you need to do is commit to one thing. In the beginning, you don't even have to succeed. You just have to get started. Starting before you feel ready is one of the habits of successful people. Most of the time, the ability to get started and commit to a task is the only thing you need to do to focus better. Most people don't have trouble with focusing. They have trouble with deciding. Have you ever had a task that you absolutely had to get done? What happened? You got it done. Maybe you procrastinated, but once you committed to doing it, you got it finished. In other words, making progress in your health, your work, your life isn't about learning how to focus and concentrate better. It's about learning how to choose and commit to a specific task. You have the ability to focus. You just need to choose what to direct it towards instead of acting like the lion and dividing your attention among the four legs of the chair. He goes through and gives some specific examples. Again, I'll link to the full article in the show notes for today's episode. But it wraps up and it says, stop gazing at the chair. Life isn't a dress rehearsal. Whether you know it or not, you're already in the ring. We all are. Most of the time, we sit quietly, gazing at the chair in front of us, silently debating about which leg is most important, and it doesn't have to be that way. If you have somewhere you want to go, something you want to accomplish, someone you want to become, then make a decision. If you're clear about where you want to go, the rest of the world will either help you get there or get out of the way. Both of those are useful. You don't have to do it all at once, but there is something you need to do now. Something that's calling you. Something that's important to you. Something that you're destined to do. I don't know what it is, but you do. Swipe the chair out of the way and choose it. I love that this friend of mine in the Masters Club sent me this. You've probably heard me refer to that carnival game, right? If you've ever been to a carnival or a fair, you might be familiar with that game where you have a water gun and a target in front of you. And the objective is to get the stream of water on the target, and then a balloon or a star above the target rises. And the more on center of the target you are, the faster the star or the balloon rises. And when it gets to the top, you win a prize. Maybe like a year-old Tootsie Roll or something like that. The challenge is that most of us are shooting at multiple targets, right? And as we move from one target to the other, the star or the balloon falls because we're not focused on it anymore. I love the message of the James Clear article because it's kind of saying, like, it doesn't really matter as much which thing you choose, just choose it and start. And a lot of people will get all frustrated by this idea because they'll say, well, that sounds really nice in theory, Elizabeth, but I have a bunch of different areas of my life that need to be improved. Me too, but in any given moment, in any given day, we can only focus on one. So I would say to you, it's okay if you're trying to improve your finances and your health or your relationship at the same time, but what is the one thing in that area that you really need to commit to? Maybe there are 700 things you could do to improve your relationship right now. But it doesn't matter that you pick the right one. It matters that you pick one and you start, right? So maybe you start by trying to express positive things more often. And that is your focus. And yes, there are infinite more things that you could do, but that is where you choose to start. Maybe if health is your goal and you really want to make strides in your physical health, yeah, absolutely. Like every single one of the rest of us, there are 1,000 different changes you could make. But what's one that you're really going to focus on? What's one? I've shared with you guys that when I was at my heaviest, the one thing I started focusing on was just a little bit less at a meal. So when I would go to Chick-fil-A in the morning, it wasn't chicken biscuits and chicken minis. It was one or the other. If I wanted to drive home and do Mexican food and ice cream, I would say, all right, cool. You want to go out for Mexican? Go out for Mexican. But if you do that, you know, which would you rather have, the Mexican food or the ice cream? That's it. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, and I need to work out too, and I should probably be counting calories. And you know what? God, I got to eat more vegetables. Just pick one and go with it. For my business, there are always 10 million areas where I could do better, do more, be more efficient. But what is one that I'm really going to commit to, that I'm really going to focus on? And when we do that, we free up so much mental and emotional bandwidth because we're not in the constant like, oh my gosh, I need to do this. And what about this? And I didn't do this. Enough. That is a choice. We don't have to take that route. Pick one thing. Pick one thing. And it's okay if there are multiple areas of your life and you have one thing in each of them. But what is the one thing you can make a conscious effort to improve, to focus on? And then I would challenge you every day to say, what will I do about that today? Let's use the example of relationship, right? And let's say that your focus in your relationship is going to be more positive expressions, whether that is love, affection, gratitude, that is your focus. Then move it from intention to a specific target. So today, I will execute that by. And be very specific each day. Otherwise, even if you decide, you can fail to execute because this thing is living in the realm of intent instead of in the realm of execution. If there is one area of your life that you really want to go all in on right now, finances, health, career, relationship, whatever that is for you, pick the one thing that you're going to focus on and then take 2 or 3 minutes in the morning to say, what will I do to move this forward today? So if that one area of your life that you want to go all in on right now is your health, then we want to say, what is going to be my focus? Maybe that is just, I need to drink more water. Maybe it is, I'm going to follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. Maybe it is, I'm not doing processed foods, right? Or I'm only doing one processed food item per day. Whatever it is that feels right for you, that's aligned with your goals, that represents an improvement for you, then every day you take a minute or two in the morning to say, all right, with that being the specific focus for this area of my life, what does my execution look like today? What am I going to do with this today? And allow for the fact that no human is perfect. One of the biggest keys here is ditching the drama around, oh, here we go, I screwed up. Not necessary. Every single one of us for the rest of our lives are going to have days where we've really impressed ourselves and areas where we haven't. Days when we haven't. Moments when we haven't. The key is not in having a perfect day, but the key is in not allowing yourself to be thrown off course with drama. Drama is draining. It is not necessary. And we can practice our way out of the drama. Recognize it. Move on from it. Don't dwell in it. Don't spend the time there. Don't spend the energy there. Move right along and get to your next best choice. If you want to read that full article from James Clear, if you want to print it out, if you want to learn more about Primal Potential or about working with me and how I incorporate some of these strategies in my relationships with my clients, just head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/638. That is where you will find the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/638. And you can get the article. You can also head over there to get on the show notes, or no, to get on the wait list for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. That is the show notes. And on the show notes page is where you can get on the wait list and learn more about the fall 12 weeks to transformation. We're already steamrolling into August. Crazy, crazy. And registration will be opening up in just a few short weeks, beginning of September, for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. It's a really, really great time to invest in yourself and invest in that process, because we're going into a new decade, folks. 2020 is around the corner. So if you head over to primalpotential.com/638, you can get that James Clear article. I'll also link up to that book that I mentioned, and you can hop on the wait list for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. Before we go, I want to remind you of a couple things. Every Saturday, we do a giveaway, and you can enter to win the giveaway. There are three ways to enter. If you do all three, you get three chances to win. This past Saturday, we gave away a $20 gift card to Thrive Market. I often give away a supplement that I love, or a product from Four Sigmatic that I love. So if you want to be eligible to win, every single Saturday we do this, so your chances to win are really, really good. The three ways to enter include, number one, leaving a review of this podcast on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, same there. The second way is leaving a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. And the third way is posting on Facebook or Instagram and tagging Primal Potential, on Instagram, tagging me, on Facebook, tagging Primal Potential, with either an episode that you loved or a lesson that you learned. And again, if you do all three, you get three chances to win. We do these giveaways every single Saturday. So make sure that you are entering to win and also listening to the Saturday Q&A shows, because that's where we announce the winners. Last thing I want to leave you with, today's episode is brought to you by Thrive Market. I personally use Thrive Market for a lot of food products on a regular basis. And not only food products, I also get a lot of my personal care products, my skincare. I use Fatco skincare products, their cleansing oil and moisturizer. I get that through Thrive Market because it's significantly cheaper than going through the Fatco site, also cheaper than going through Amazon. So I get my skincare from them. I get my toothpaste from them. I get my dish soap and my hand soap through Thrive Market. The reason I go through Thrive Market is because it is significantly cheaper. You're usually paying anywhere from 15 to 30% off retail prices, which I love. And when your order is over $49, you get free shipping. So I always wait and place my order when I'm not just ordering one or two things, when I have a few things to order, so that I'm never paying shipping. Every little bit counts. But I use them for food products. That's where I get my Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo that I love. That is where I get my Artisana Coconut Butter. Again, significantly cheaper through Thrive Market than through traditional retail channels, and often online retailers as well. So if you have not yet checked out Thrive Market, here's the deal. If you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you not only get a free 30-day trial, you also get an additional 20% off your first order. So that's thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. I will link that up over on the show notes page, but definitely give them a try. Like I said, you get a free 30-day trial. So poke around, see what you like there, give some stuff a try, go through the URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because you also save that extra 20% on your first order. Make today amazing, and remember to focus and avoid overwhelm. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222, or go to primalpotential.com slash join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.